So we're going to start a new season of Points Well Made. It's September, beginning of the ecclesiastical year, beginning of the school year. Let's start something new. I'm going to talk about an additional booklet you might find in your pew or that you were given as you entered, or maybe some of the ushers will give you if you're on the side aisles. I'll talk about this in a minute. It's called the Beatitudes. Can you all hear me?
It's different.
Yes. Huh? Can you hear me? Good. No? If I talk loud? Okay. So we've gone through the Missal sometimes, you know, to make sense of the Missal and therefore of our whole life. Now I want you to open to the first opening page of the Missal. It gives the liturgical instructions, and you see where it says the first antiphon, right? Page 4. The first antiphon was what we sang through the intercessions of the Theotokos. We sang it back and forth, right, with verses. And then it says the second antiphon, that's what we sang, save us, O Son of God, or Sosonimas. Then you see the third antiphon, and it says the resurrectional apolitikion. So that is that part of the beginning of the divine liturgy is called the antiphons. First antiphon, second antiphon, third antiphon. Now, we usually say that our faith, you know, we're the original Christian church and that we've been doing everything the same for the last 2,000 years. And in some ways, that's true. But when it comes to the form and content of our worship services and the details, that's not so. Things change. Things change over the centuries and over the years. And even they're different, like the Russian Orthodox might do, you know, certain parts of services that we don't do, and we do certain parts of services that they don't do in their parishes. So there's sort of a variety. Monasteries will do always more, you know. They like to stay up and spend time with God. But so do we, right? And that's what we're going to do. Anyway, so there is an alternative way of doing those three antiphons, that three parts of the service. And, okay, I don't want to insult our services, but I mean, it's a little bit boring, but you know, every Sunday, it's the same, through the intercessions of the, and we sing it three times and we're done. I mean, people come to church, they want to sing. They want to sing to God, right? And there actually are alternatives and opportunities within our liturgical tradition to offer more scripture, more opportunities to sing, especially in the Divine Liturgy, which is where most of the people come. If you came to Matins, to Orthros, or Vespers, which we don't do all the time, you know, there's a lot of stuff to sing there, but let's say Sunday morning liturgy where the big crowd will be here and later on a bigger crowd. So we got permission from Father Steve to implement part of this sort of longer, fuller way of doing this first part of the service. So for the next few weeks, we're going to be singing the Tespites, through the intercessions, the first antiphon, and we're going to sing the second antiphon like we normally do. But instead of the third antiphon, where you see the apolitikion there, we're going to replace those with the other valid, traditional, older alternative, which is to sing the Beatitudes. Now, the Beatitudes are from the Gospel of Matthew, also repeated in Luke. And so we're going to sing the whole part of the Beatitudes, and in between some of the verses, we're going to sing some ecclesiastical poetry, these hymns that were written, just like so many other hymns, that will highlight, in this case, because it's Sunday, themes of the resurrection and stuff that happened. Remind you, you know, what you already know from your catechism and from stuff. So, if you would take a look at this, we didn't put a whole bunch of them in there, but if you can share a look on someone, each page of this is like the top of the first one says the Beatitudes mode 1. The second one says mode 2. Mode 3, mode 4, and there's 8 because we have 8, you know, musical modes in our church music, and different hymns are written, you know, for each mode. So in order to figure out which mode we're going to sing on any particular Sunday, if you don't already know, if you haven't been keeping track, you can look at the Missal on the top, and it says on the third line, lo and behold, mode 4. Do you see that? Clue. Then you go to the third page to mode 4. It's the fourth page. What am I talking about? To the fourth page, mode 4, and that's what we're going to sing I know it's kind of small letters. We tried to get it all on one page. Oh, really small. Maybe we're going to reprint these. So that's what we're going to sing now, and that's why we're going to sing it, to give more opportunities, you know, for mighty singing. And all eight of these hymns will sound kind of alike musically. They're all built to be sung to the same melody, okay? So after the first couple of them, you know, you're going to kind of get the rhythm. You're going to kind of get the melody. If you want to kind of sing along, it should kind of fit. And then next Sunday, there'll be another set in the next mode. And then the next Sunday, another set. There's eight. So like in the course of 2 months, you know, we'll get the whole thing. Imagine the richness, you know. If there's eight for one mode, there's a total of 64 hymns just for Sunday morning at liturgy. God, these people, like, you wonder. They were inspired. So that's what we're going to do. Bear with us because it's new for the choir as well. But please follow along and or join in as able.
In your kingdom, remember us, O Lord, when you come in your kingdom. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Adam fell by a tree, and he was evicted from paradise by the tree of the cross. The robber gained entrance to paradise. The former, by tasting fruit, disobeyed his maker's commandment not to eat. The latter was crucified with him whom, though hidden, he confessed to be God. Remember us as well in your kingdom, O Savior.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You were lifted on the cross and destroyed the power of death on us, and you set aside the bond which stood against us, and as God canceled it, grant that we may also have the robber's repentance, O only friend of man. We faithfully worship you, O Christ our God, and we cry aloud to you. Remember us as well in your kingdom, O Savior.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. You have set aside the bond which stood against us, shredding it by your cross. When you were numbered with the dead, you disarmed and bound the tyrant ruling there, delivering everyone from the bonds of death by your resurrection, through which we are illumined, and we cry out to you, O Lord, who love humanity. Remember us as well in your kingdom, O Savior.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You were crucified and rose from the grave on the third day, Almighty One, and resurrected with yourself, the firstborn man, Adam, O immortal one. Now I pray you earnestly, grant me to return to you, Master, in sincere repentance wholeheartedly, and to ever cry out to you in ardent faith. Remember me as well in your kingdom, O Savior.
Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. For us, impassible God became man and thus became passible. He was crucified for us of his own will, and he raised us with himself. And therefore we glorify his passion, the cross, and his rising from the dead. Through these we were formed again, through these we are saved, and we cry aloud to him. Remember us as well in your kingdom, O Savior.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. To him who rose from the dead, having despoiled Hades' dominion, and who appeared and said, rejoice to the mercy. souls from corruption, and let us unceasingly shout to him the words that the grateful robber said. Remember us as well in your kingdom, O Savior.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. All believers, let us pray that we be of one mind and worthily sing praises, glorifying God, Father, Son, and Spirit, the Trinity, united divinity, which exists forever in three hypostases, remaining unconfused, simple, indivisible, unapproachable, by whom we are delivered from the fire of perdition.
Both now and ever, into the ages of ages, amen. O Christ our God, we present as an intercessor to pray for us, your Virgin Mother who conceived without seed and physically gave birth to you, and after the childbirth remained incorrupt, O most merciful Lord. She prays that you always grant forgiveness of offenses to those who cry aloud. Remember us as well in your kingdom, O Savior.
Sophie.